One, and we're going to be going on this again, Tassimud Aleph, Damnei Masech Aleph. I know there's been a little bit of a break in terms of Mar Mekaymus, and one knows exactly where we're holding. I would like, Bezes Hashem, starting Sunday night, to start the second parish. The Daf Yedimah, I'm going to hold it around there, way there, either way you can push up, and you know, learn at your own pace, but Bezes Hashem, I'll start giving out Mar Mekaymus to from Daf Yud Gimel. And maybe if I could ask everyone, if you could please send me your email so I could make a group of the Chabura, so I could send out the Mar Mekaymus to the group. So just send to Rabbi Gross there your email, and I'll have everyone in one place. Okay, so the mission of Zion of Days, where we're speaking about the women who are Dayan Shaitan, Dal Nashim Dayan Shaitan, and and let's talk about Meinekes a little bit. We spoke about the other ones. And a Meinekes, a woman who's nursing, is Dayash Shaita. She's going to see them. There's the Chulmish, the American Chal, and the Mishnah, the Abbey, the Rameh says, Meinekes is actually Tignos Bana, only until when she actually stops. Let's say, she had a baby, and she stopped nursing the baby. She gave it to someone else to nurse, or if she weaned, the baby was weaned, or the baby died, for whatever reason, she's no longer nursing. I mean, between this life, and obviously, she's no longer in that case, and she's not a shaita. She still gets a flat zman of 24 months from the leida, which is always going to be a shaita. It doesn't make a difference if she is actually nursing. We're not in the same with the baby in the law. You always get 2 years of being initiated for being a necus. And the Gemara explains it really in the other way. The flip side would be, let's say she nurses her baby last 2 years. According to her mayor, she'll be in Dashaita beyond 2 years because she's currently a menakis. According to the Chacham, you only get in the Kulub and the Chumra. Once you menak past 2 years, you're no longer going to be Dayashaita. So that's some machlekes over here. Is it Tali on the Yanika of the pile, the actual Yanika, or is it some standard time of 2 years? So what's this machlekes Tali? What are Menachem Chacham arguing about? So the guy explains in that Pesach Medalla, towards the middle of Named, Kishitim to the Leimar, if you want to understand the machlekes between the Menachem Chacham and the Gemara, says the Divra, a mayor, Dam Nekim Nasa Chalav. According to a mayor Masol, the Dam is Nekim Nasa Chalav. That the reason why a menekes is mislekes damim is because the dam becomes changes forms because of the leida, because of the yanika, and it turns into chalav. The chalav that the baby nurses is actually the dam that turned into chalav, and that's going to be mayor. But l'divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, according to the chachamim, evarei mispakim in nafshu chazeres hanesav ha'mechelis. So the chachamim, it's nothing to do with the yanika. It's not that the yanika causes the dam to turn into chalav, but the leida itself makes her whole body change, and it causes a certain chayli. It makes it that the dam goes away for 2 years from the labor, nothing to do with the actual thing. And for the people who are nursing your nurse beyond 2 years, it doesn't make a difference. It's not the unique, it's the labor. The labor throws the whole body out of its normal system for 2 years, and that's why she's dayashaita. If you're a man, it's nothing to do with that, it's totally in the unique. So if you're nursing, it'll be dayashaita. If you stop nursing, it's not dayashaita. And if you nurse beyond 2 years, it will also be dashak. That's the machlokes a mayor and chachamim. How do we paskin? So la halacha, it's mefurish in both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that we hold like the chachamim that she's dashaita for 24 months. 24 months, 2 years is the standard time of dashaita, and doesn't make a difference if you are nursing or not nursing. It's not totally an yanika. We don't hold up dam nekev and asachala. We hold up a mispaken, and that's it. So that's clear in halacha. We hold like the chacham and not like Rameh, which means halacha there is no concept of dam nekev nasachol. That's Rameh who's a shittos yachid. Now, based on this, there's a kasha, a couple kashas. So just start with one shaka kasha that the chayim asks. This is from the Prima Gadon, and this kasha happens to do with the Yanik Dayan a little bit. Mamish should be skufer in right now. So the Shulchan Aruch in this is in Hilchos Shavuos. This is now in a famous minhag we all know about, we all keep. The Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Ramah brings down that there's a minhag to eat machalik cholav on Shavuos. Minhag is to have dairy products on Shavuos. What's the reason for this minhag? So we know that the Ramah himself gives a reason, there's many different times, but the Magen Avraham brings down a very interesting reason, b'shem the, I guess it's the Mekubalim. So he brings down b'shem the Zayar. The Zayar says that the 7 weeks of Sfiras Aimer, the 7 weeks between Tzitzis Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, were dunya to the Shiva Nekiyam of an Isha Hamataris Minidasa. When we left Mitzrayim, we were like, we were Isha was an Ida, and these 7 weeks was like the 7 days Tara process of Shiva Nekiyam. And so now, Mamash and the Jesus Sphere were going through the Shiva Nekiyam every day. So the Sphira is when the Isha Klaisa is getting rid of their dam. So Matan Torah is when we got rid of the dam, and the Chazal wanted to make a Zichet to that, and they wanted to be Misakin to eat something Zichet to the dam. Obviously, we can't eat the blood, so they're Misakin to eat Machali Chala. Why? Because Atma Yabam Yadua, Shadam Nekar Benasa Chala. We know that dam is Nekar Benasa Chala, which says it's Midin the Rachamim, and therefore we eat Machali Chala to remember the dam that we just were Mekar from during the process of the Zayin Nekiyam. That's his reason for eating the Machali Chala. So effectively, Megadim, he says it's Tamil. It doesn't make sense because Dam Nakamasa Cholov, that's the Fira Meir. That's a Meir Shita, which we don't pass in like. As I mentioned, we pass in like the Chacholim, the Ibrahim is Spike in Alea. We don't hold the Dam as Nakamasa Cholov. So why would the Ramah say a Minig, which is not a leave of the Hilchasan? The whole Minig doesn't make sense if the Chacholim. So Lechara, this time for the Minig is not a good time. And he blabs Shver. He says, Yerushalayim, Hakamalim, Benito, Tesla, Alpha, Brendi Spike, and Lechim Pasik Rambam. It's so we blab Shver in the longer about how to give this time, which is Shalali B'de Hilchasa, which is not true according to Chacham. So that's one Ha'ara. Now, to answer this question, I wanted to say over a Mahalach based on the Taisus Chadashim. Taisus Chadashim over in the Mishnah says a big Kiddush. And he's bothered with two kashas, very practical kashas. Kasha number one is, he says he doesn't understand this whole Musig that Remeir holds, Chacham hold that Dam is not Nekar Nasachal. In other words, it's not Talin Yanika, it's Talin Eberim Ispakin. In fact, the Taisus Chadashim, that doesn't make sense because in Nenu Harais, we see that it's not true. We see that as a woman nurses, she loses her Dam. If she would stop nursing, then the Dam comes back. If she doesn't nurse at all, then there would be Dam there. It's pretty clear. Well, we could see with our Bechosh that the Anika causes the Dam to go away. So how can the Chachamim argue with the Metzias, which seems to me the Dam is not going to have to fall? Furthermore, he says the doctors say that that's the common medical knowledge back in his days and today as well, that the Anika is what takes away the blood. So how can you argue with that? How can you say it's nothing to do with the Anika? It's a Ben Mishpachim. Doesn't seem to shim with the Metzias. That's his kasha. So best about this, he wants to say, well, the Kiddush, a new husband, Machlekes Remeir the Chachamim. And basically he says like this. He says, everyone is masking both Amir and the Chachamim that the Anika is what causes the Dam to go away. And that it's the Anika which is Garim, the Miyat of the Dam. The question is, how does that work? How does the Anika cause the Dam to go away? So he says, the Amir holds that the Pshat is not Nekim HaSacholov, means that there's actual Dam in the Gufa Isha. And when the Anika starts, that Dam changes forms. It changes from Dam, it turns into Cholov. And that Dam itself is Nekim HaSacholov. That's what it means. That's what causes the Dam to go away. That's Pshat Amir. The Chachamim are chaylik on that nekuda, but they're masking to the Iker Yosai that the Anika causes the Dam to go away, but not that the Dam itself turns into Chol, but rather there's a certain substance in the guf, a certain liquid which normally the body produces and that turns into Dam. But when the Isha is Menekis, instead of turning into Dam, that liquid will turn into Chol. So it's not the pshat that the dam itself turns into chalav, but the thing that normally turns into dam, instead of turning into dam, will turn into chalav. So everyone's masking, even the chacham are masking, that the anika is going to cause there to not be dam and be chalav. We're just arguing that it's not the pshat that the dam itself turns into chalav, rather the dover that normally turns into dam, the anika will cause that to turn into chalav. That's the machloekes. The Yanika is going to be Hadam. Now that fits into the Gemara, the Mishnah over here, maybe we'll get back to it in a minute, but that's just like a Kuda. So if you look like that, then obviously it's not such a Kasha, the Kasha of Prima Gadam, because of Ada, we're not going to show Lali B'Dachas. So this is true even with the Remeir, even with the Chachamim. Even the Chachamim can hold that there's a Musig of Dam Nekim Nasa Chalav, that there's a relation between the Dam and the Chalav that we have is instead of the Dam. They just hold it. It's not that Dam turned into Chalav, but the thing that turns into Dam instead turned into Chalav. So if you want to make a Zechit in the Dam, you can do that by eating Machali Chalav. There's a connection between them. That's enough in the Kayim, the Zechit, and that can be Chan and the Megal Chuli Alman. I think this is Medlik and the Mangarabal. Maram doesn't say the Carmel on Dam Nakam Asakhalam is not quoting the Gemara because we don't hold Dam Nakam Asakhalam. He says, you do it the Dam Nakam Asakhalam. What does it mean, you do it? It's a Gemara. So Tara says he's not referring to the Gemara. He's not referring to what the Gemara itself calls Dam Nakam Asakhalam. That's if you're a mayor. But the idea of Dam Nakam Asakhalam, that's something which is true to Chuliyama, even to the Chachamim, at least to feed this Tara's Chadash. It's not going to be a pshat in that Magen Avra. Now, there's another kasha that the Acharim asked, that's the Beis Yosef in Siman Tzadik Gimel, and this is in Yeridah, the Gabi Basel Chol, the Beis Yosef says a chiddush that he's talking about if you have a pot, let's say you have a fleshiga pot and it's empty, but it's a ben yaymai, you take this pot and you cook milk in the pot, you fill it up all the way with milk, you might have shishim of chalav, keneged the whole pot and keneged the basa and everything, and you cook shishim of milk in the fleshiga pot. So what would be the status of the pot? I think the pashas is, we would say that now the pot became milk because you have shishim of chalav, your mevashal, it's mavliya the chalav into the pot. Look right now, the pot should be a flesh and mostly your pot. That's what we would have thought. But like they say, so the chiddush v'shem of Aram Chaviv, he says no. He says the pot is not going to be milk. The pot actually will remain fleshes. So what's the shot? What happens if the pot and go into the pot? So he brings down the famous cloud. Because I'll say that I did the tard l'miflut like bala. Because I'll say a cloud talking about melicha by dam. When something is tard l'miflut, when something is busy trying to remove blias from something, if it's removing blias from a certain substance like bala, it cannot be mavliya. It can't absorb the blias at the same time. In other words, when something is being might see a liquid, it can't take in a liquid at the same time. So a davar could either be maflit, or it could be mavliya. It could take things in or put things out. But right now, when you have all this chalav, and the chalav is taking the basar out of the pot, you can't at the same time put the chalav into the pot. That's the chalav adi, the tarad, the miflut, like bala. I think the Rabbi Aaron, the Chazanish, used to tell us the people who are going to do kirv, and they're worried about being mushba from the sviva, you know, they're not in the firm area. So he said that as long as your kavana is and you're working on being mashvi on them, the cloud of Adi, the Tard, the Mifab, like Bala would apply there. If you're being maflik, you're giving your Tard out, then the bad hashva is not going to go in, won't go into you. So that's the service and the Gemara Chulis. So, but the Rabbi Kivega has a kasha, the Chuba Simon Tegi. And in fact, Rabbi Kivega, he says, that doesn't make sense over here because the cloud of Adi, the Tard, the Mifab, like Bala was said by Dam. The Gemara says by Dam, by Malicha, we have this missing. If it's being Mavliya, it won't be maflik, it won't be Bala. Well, over here, we're applying it to chalav. Making tasty, it applies to other liquids. We don't find it by mayim, we don't find it by chalav, we don't find it by only mashu, we only find it by dam. Maybe there's something which is unique to the materials of dam. How do you know that it applies to other mashkin as well? And in the Kibbeh Yerbavar, which you would have said maybe, he says, and don't tell me dam nekev nasa chalav. Don't tell me that dam and chalav are similar because chalav really comes from dam, so maybe they have the same qualities. Okay, you can't say that. That's true if you're a mayor, but if you're a chalav, who we paskin like, we don't hold like that. We hold dam is not nekev and asa chalav, and therefore this teretz would not be a good teretz. So that's his kasha. How can you apply this musig of adi the teretz of mitzvah to chalav if it's only said by dam? So the magia on the Rashba, he has a shtiklach in the back of the Rashba. Need a lot of shtiklach. He says over there the lufidus yisod of the teretz chalav. We can answer the kasha of the kiveger because you could say the same word that yeah, it's true that chachamim argue and hold the dam is not nekev and asa chalav. That just means that the dam itself doesn't turn into chalav, but the davar which normally turns into dam instead turns into chalav. So that means that dam and chalav really share the same qualities; they're coming from the same substance. So it's mistaber that if there's a din of dam nekev and asa chalav by there's din of adi tar the mitzvah by dam, who then would apply to chalav as well? So that maybe would answer Bikivegas kasha. The fetus is said. But I think you could possibly we could say another thing to answer Bikivegas kasha based on another chiddush. Let me just be mapped in the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tezayin in Archaim. This is talking about the dinim of Brachim making besamim. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's a certain type of besamim, something that has a nice smell called musk. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses what Brachim making this musk. And what is this musk? So the Magen Avraham brings down that musk is something that comes from an animal, from an aisle. Basically, in the throat of the aisle, the blood gathers. There's a lot of blood over there, and then that blood eventually turns into some type of other substance, which is called musk, and it has a nice smell. That's this musingo musk. So the Shekhanach is talking about the bracha of the rat. What do you make when you smell it? But the Magen is not from the Ramah, from the Rishon. The Ramah says he was not going not to eat this musk, because he said it was originally dam. You can't eat this. This was dam of the behemoth, which is also ba'achila. It turned itself into something else, but if originally it was dam, you're not allowed to eat it. That's what the Ramah says. Now, the Magen is not from Ben Yair. Ben Yair is chaylik, and he says you could eat it, because even though it used to be dam, but right now it's no longer dam. It's a new substance, it's something new. And now that it's not dam, we don't have to worry about what it was before. You go basar hashta, not basar mi'ikar. And therefore he's matter ba'achila. This is the very famous Rebbe Yaina, which is negates a lot of different kashrus issues like galatin, v'chulei, things that originally were treif and somehow they changed form and became a different man. The question is, does the old answer apply or not? That's the Machlek is Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramah had. Now the Magen Avraham asks on the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, I'll bring you a raya that we don't go basar hashta, we go basar mikara, because the Gemara says in the Chayas, the Gemara says that the eating milk of a behema is a chiddush, because pasta should be asr, because dam nekev and asr chalab. It used to be dam, then it turned to chalab, so you're eating something which used to be asr. And it's only mutter because of the chiddush of the Torah that we say it's asr chalab v'dvash, we have sifinti matter, but if not for that, it would be asr. So the mainly you see, that we don't look at how it is now, we look at how it was in the beginning. That's his kasha on the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Nodi Behida asks on the Magen Avraham, he says, what are you asking from this Mar Mechars? This Mar Mechars is going according to Rameir, the Dam Nekim Nasachalov. We don't hold like that. We hold that every Mispark, and we don't hold up Dam Nekim Nasachalov. So with the Dan, there's no right to go Basar Mikar. Maybe you talk to go Basar Hashto. That's his kasha on the Magen Avraham. Now, there is a way to get out of this kasha of P. Cheshvin, which, okay, maybe you could say, but I don't want to go into the whole sugi over there. At the end of the day, this does seem to be a kasha. If you're looking at the Gemara and Bechayis, why is it being an araya from Rameir, not from the Chachamim? So, on this kasha, now to say over here, the Magen Avraham is the Shitasa, like we said before, and he holds that the Dam and the Chalav come from the same thing, his kasha is not going to help. Because over here we're saying it's mamish, that the Dam itself turned into Chalav. It has to be the dam itself. To say the Chacham hold that the dava that turns into dam turns into chalav, that's already I think a shtickle stretch. It's not going to help you over here. So this is a good kasha. So what's the pshat? How's it being an araya from dam nekev and asa chalav if you don't pass like that? So there's another gemalik chiddush which the Chasid David says, and this the Magia and the Rashba again, he brings this down to answer this kasha as well. He says that the Arizal is brought down in different svarim. Hashem, the Arizal. I read those very makkah not to eat something which is called meme de chalva. The meme de chalva, which is some type of part of the milk that happens when you separate the milk, when you know the milk from the whey. Maybe it is a certain part of the whey. Whatever it is, a certain chalik of the chalav called meme chalav. The Arizal held is aser b'achila. And why is it aser b'achila? That chalik of the milk is the actual dam that was nekev v'nasa chalav. But when we say dam nekev v'nasa chalav, it doesn't become all the milk. A certain part of the milk called Mei Mechalav, and therefore it's also Bachilo because it's considered dam. Now, the problem is, again, the same kasha, it's like the Chasid David on the Tosafta asks on Arizal that we hold that we don't hold dam Nekev Nasachal. That's the Fidur Meir, not the Fidur Chavim. So why would the Arizal say that you can't have this Mei Mechalav because it used to be dam if we don't hold like that? Now, the Chasid David himself says a Peldik Chiddush to answer this kasha, and he says like this. He says the whole Machloikis of dam nekev v'nasa chalav is only by an adam. That's by a woman. But when it comes to behema, everyone is masking the dam is nekev v'nasa chalav. And, you know, if that itself would be a chiddush, the Hezbo, he says, is even more of a chiddush. He says that the pshat is when it comes to an adam, where the chalav is on the top of the goof and the dam is on the bottom, it's very hard to hear that somehow the dam will turn into chalav and travel upwards. Mashenken by a behema, it's on the same level, and it's really going down, not going up. Over there, you can hear the dam is nekev v'nasa chalav. The Chuliyama, everyone agrees to it. That's as you said, by Behema, everyone agrees that Dam is not going to ask the Chalva. So he merely says, that's why that reason was Machmir, not to have this name of the Chalva. It used to be Dam and turned into Chalav, and you have a problem of a very misparking. I'm sorry, a problem of Dam not going to ask the Chalav. So Lafi, that, you can answer the Kasha on the Magen Avraham as well. Why is Magen Avraham bringing a Raya from Dam not going to ask the Chalav if you don't hold like Rameh, we hold like the Chalav? So it says he's bringing it from a Behema. By a Behema, everyone is masking the Dam not going to ask the Chalav. And that's why that will be true l'chuleyam. So that's how he wants to answer that kasha. And I think with that, he would answer the Kivegas kasha as well. The whole kasha in the Beis Yosef from the Tarfut. We hold on to the Nekav and Nasa Chalav. We're talking about a behemoth. We're talking about chal from a behemoth. By a behemoth, everyone is masking down nekem and asachalav, and therefore the kasha would not be a kasha. Just want to end off with one last kasha. The Yiviyasha Rapida, so the Kaldik Psikta, the Psikta on Chumash and Parshas Mishvatim gives a tam for the Isser Basa B'chalav. He says, what's the reason why the Torah asked Basa B'chalav? Why is it asa? So he says, you know, why? Because dam nekem and asachalav. Dam is nekem and asachalav, and therefore the whenever you drink milk with meat, you really eat milk with meat, you're really eating blood, and blood is asur b'achila. That's the psikta. Now, obviously, the pella is, if that's correct, then even chalav by itself should be asur, lav dafka with basar. We know chalav is mutter, it's only together with basar. What's the pshat in that? So the pshat is like Rabbi Chai says that the chalav itself, even though it's starting off as dam, but it's a new tzura. Right now, it's a yobasar hashra, it's not a problem. But when it mixes in with the basar, it's like chayzim and neir. The basar that used to be with the dam brings out the quality of dam again. It turns the chalav back into dam, similar to dam. And therefore, the Torah says, don't mix your chalav with dam, with basar. That's the psikta. But the problem is, at the end of the day, the same kasha. The psikta is giving a tam, which is only true for your meir, not with the chacham. How do you give a tam, which is not true for yama, for a lav in the Torah, basar, b'chalav? So again, if you learn like this chiddush of the chastei David, and we're talking about a behemah, by a behemah, everyone will be masking the dam, nekam, and asa chalav, and therefore the kasha would not be a kasha. So, just to be misakim, we have two main chidushim over here in this musik of dam nekem nasachalav. Number one, it might only apply to a behema, to an adam, not by behema. By behema, everyone is maskim. And number two, even by adam, if you do tezis chadashim, everyone is maskim to the ikar idea that the anika causes something to turn into chalav. The question is it the dam itself that turns into chalav, or is it the dover that normally turns into the dam, instead of turning into dam, will turn into chalav? And that everyone would agree to. Okay, yeah, shakaya. Thank you.